is the worst kept secret in all of broadcasting. The people who put together Music Inside Out each week love Louisiana. We love radio. And we love a well-turned phrase. This past year, nearly every guest on Music Inside Out has surprised us with nothing short of poetry. Here's clarinetist and scholar Dr. Michael White. His description of day-to-day life in New Orleans blew our socks off. Take a listen. Dr. White grew up in Uptown New Orleans, the son of a letter carrier and a homemaker. White says he didn't commit fully to the clarinet until he heard traditional jazz great George Lewis play on a rare recording. Lewis's version of Burgundy Street Blues changed White's life, and we want to know why.
It just opened up and expressed what it felt like to be from New Orleans. It was like all of the things that are unique and special about New Orleans life and living. The way people laugh, gumbo, the smell of the cut grass and flowers in the spring by City Park, the bayou, the river, being around the French Quarter, going to fish fries and penny parties, having people sit out on their stoop, learning your news from them, going to local restaurants and meeting strangers, all of those things that are very unique about the city. It seems like all of those things were in the music. And it seemed to be historic, but at the same time, timeless. And I guess what that really was, as I look back on it, it was that it transmitted a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the real spirit of New Orleans and the real spirit of the people of New Orleans and the people that created this music.
That's a lot. That's a lot of weight to put on one song, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm not the only person. I mean, there are other people that, you know, that song, they say it changed their lives in one way or another. I've heard that all over the world. It's a magic song, I have to tell you.
Clarinetist Dr. Michael White. You can find his Ode to Life in New Orleans on our website, musicinsideout.org. Next up, there's nothing more attractive than a man who knows how to say thank you. Here's John Cleary again with a tribute to his friends and longtime bandmates, the Absolute Monster Gentlemen.
The Absolute Monster Gents are Big D on guitar, Jeffrey Jellybean Alexander on drums, and Cornell Williams on bass. And they're longtime friends of mine. Cornell and Big D used to be in a band called the Friendly Travelers gospel group. That was my favorite band in New Orleans. And then one year, whereas previously I'd always used the old session guys in New Orleans, one year I got called to put a band together for Jazz Festival. And I've been writing a lot of songs, and people always say to me, why don't you do any of your own songs? I'd say, well, because I don't have a budget to rehearse, and it's hard to get the old curmudgeonly jazz musicians to put the extra effort in. They just want to come make the gig, have good fun, and go home, you know. So I thought, well, let me do it differently this year. So I'm going to call a couple of the cats from the Friendly Travelers, my friends, and see if they want to just do it. But, you know, we'll do it right and rehearse and work on some original songs and do something different. So I called them and they said, boy, what's taking you so long? We've been waiting for this call for ages.
Aww.
Which was really nice to hear. I said, of course we can. So we got together and started working on material. And we said, well, can we get to play drums? And they both immediately said, well, you've got to get Jelly Bean. And I wasn't familiar with Jelly Bean, but we all went down to Bourbon Street to hear Jelly Bean. And we all sat in and it was great. So Bean joined the band. And it fast became one of, I think, without wanting to sound like I'm boasting, I think it was one of the best little bands in town. And we had to enjoy something of a cult following outside of town. You know, cult followings are usually small followings by definition. And it's the perennial challenge to go out and make enough money on the road to make it work. Funny enough, one of the places that really, really embraced us early was Australia.
Wow.
And sell lots of records in Australia, and we still have lots of fans out there.
On your 2002 album, which is self-titled, John Cleary,
yes.
You know, you write the most beautiful ode to your band members. I wonder if you might be able to read a little from it.
Ooh, this is going to be embarrassing.
Well, you're not going to cry or anything, are you?
Try and hold back the tears. Probably more embarrassing, but the fact my eyesight is so bad.
Well, these are just reading glasses.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Yeah. When all the elements are in accord and the monster gents are digging a trench a mile wide in the early hours of a Sunday morning at the Maple Leaf Bar, when the mercury in thermometers is shattering glass and you can slice the humidity out in the streets with a wave of your hand, when the spirit's in your soul and the groove takes control, and when you close your eyes and feel like you've been lifted 6 feet off the floor, that's the moment when there's not a man alive that can possibly feel greater satisfaction. Cornell, Big D and Jelly Bean, as well as being among my best friends, absolute monster musicians in their respective fields, soulful scholars and gentlemen, are bloody good fun to be around and a pleasure to share the stage with. To have the funkiest band in a city that's renowned for having the funkiest bands in the world is a rare privilege. Thank you, fellas. Yeah, I'd stand by that. I wrote that a few years back, but I'd stand by that. Yeah.
That is stunningly gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it's easy to write stuff like if you mean it.
But I like that phrase so much, digging a trench a mile wide in the early hours of Sunday morning. Tell me about that image. I mean, when you're playing on stage and digging that trench, as you put it. I mean, what is that like? I know what it's like to be in the audience, but I don't know anything about what it's like being on stage.
Well, musicians always talk about the groove. A trench a mile wide, that's a hell of a groove.
Exactly.
You know, and you can play a song as much as in the same way as you can recite a poem or you can have a conversation. But there are certain moments, as I think if I alluded to it there, where it just seems like all the elements are in accord. It's inspiration. It's about being inspired. And inspiration, by definition, is something that's elusive and rare and delicate and hard to attain or achieve or capture or trap, whatever the correct verb would be. But there have to be all sorts of other things. You have to have a good sound. You have to have a good audience. You have to be in a good mood that day. There's all millions of variables, any one of which can prevent it from happening. But every once in a while, when it does happen, it's huge. I ain't putting nobody down. Don't want to rock nobody roll. How you found gonna be funky people if you can't cook it with soul? Why we got no hippin' than what you got. The one and only John Cleary with an ode to his bandmates, the Absolute Monster Gentlemen. Producing a radio show in New Orleans is a privilege, and your support makes what we do possible. Coming up,
Our friends at WWNO are going to tell you how to be an absolute monster friend of the station.